In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So as we read in our gospel reading today, a week, 8 days after the birth of Jesus, he was circumcised and named. And so we celebrate today, a week after Christmas, the Feast of the Holy Name. And it always falls on New Year's. Imagine that. So I'm wondering, how many of you waited up until midnight last night? A few hands, all right. All right. Last night I asked, not a single hand was raised. I said, I would be with you, except that I have 2 young adults in my house, and I don't think they'll let me get away with that. How many of you have made New Year's resolutions for 2023? All right. Good job. There are a few. Very nice. You know, there's such a negative joke, right, about New Year's resolutions being broken quickly, that we're reluctant to make them. And that's fair enough. However, right, I think that looking back at the year past and looking forward to the year to come and thinking about what things we might like to be different or to grow in, that's not a bad thing, is it? In fact, it can be an invitation to stretch and to grow and to become. And so New Year's is often a time when we reflect and we look forward and we think about new opportunities. And so I want to offer you a personal challenge that each of you consider making 2023 a year of thanksgiving. A year of thanksgiving. Because I believe that thanksgiving is the key to receiving God's blessings, right? To experiencing God at work in our lives. It is thanksgiving that attunes us to that. And this bears out in our scriptures today, right? Our very first reading from the Hebrew Bible, the book of Numbers, is the giving of the Aaronic blessing. Not the ironic blessing, the Aaronic blessing, the blessing given to Aaron, who was the very first priest in Israel. And for the Israelites, being a priest was a family thing, right? It was handed down from fathers to sons. And so Aaron and his children were priests in Israel, and this instruction came on what they're supposed to do. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, "Speak to Aaron, the priest, and his sons, the priests in training, saying, thus shall you bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they, the priests, shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." So what is a priest's job? Well, a priest's job, according to our reading here in Numbers, is blessing. And blessing is kind of a churchy word, isn't it? It can be hard to pin down. What does that mean? But here we have an example of what it means, right? To bless is to state the reality of God's attitude toward God's people. Right? To bless is to state the reality of God's presence among God's people. To bless is to state the reality of God's care for God's people. As your priest here at St. Thomas, that is my job. But as we, the priesthood of all believers living in the world, that is our job. To share with our larger community the attitude, the presence, and the care of God for all people. Our job is to speak this reality, to remind people of it, to encourage one another to notice it, so that we can all receive it. We as Christians are the inheritors of this tradition from the Judeo-Christian religion, which is a religion of blessing, of God wanting good for God's people. We see the same theme reflected in our second reading from the epistle from St. Paul to the Galatians, where Paul speaks of our adoption as sons and daughters. We are not servants of God. We are not employees of God. God is not looking for an excuse to fire us, but God is our parent. And God has patience with us like a parent with a child. And have you noticed how long that patience can stretch? Right? It can seem never-ending. And even when a child might choose to cut themselves off from a parent, the parent still longs for relationship with that child. And parents have been known from time to time even to be willing to die for their children, much as we symbolize with the cross, the death of God for us. Our gospel reading today is a familiar story, right? It's a Christmas story. The angels coming to, the shepherds coming to worship. And so the shepherds worship and praise. Mary ponders in her heart all these who have received the good news of the birth of the Savior. They hold that news, they dwell on it, and they respond by giving thanks. Thanksgiving is the work of the shepherds. Thanksgiving is the work of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Thanksgiving is the work of the church. Thanksgiving is our work. Even this very liturgy we call the Holy Eucharist, right? The Holy Thanksgiving. In about a week, I'm going to go for a few days to Manhattan to take a class at General Seminary. And the class is about the topic of mysticism. Sounds mysterious, doesn't it? I've been reading the assigned texts, getting ready for this class, and I've been learning that mysticism, at its core, is about paying attention to the God who is present. Right? Mysticism is about believing and living as if and noticing that God is not absent, that God's blessings are not scarce, but that the only barrier between me and God is myself. Right? My blindness, my ignorance, and oh, my distraction. So much distraction. And so mysticism is about overcoming these distractions and these blindnesses and training ourselves to notice that God is present and at work. And one of the most basic, fundamental exercises we can do to do that is to give thanks. It's like doing push-ups. Right? If you're doing any kind of sport that requires upper body strength and you want to train for that sport, then one of the basic exercises you can do is push-ups. It doesn't require special equipment or a special place. You can start at whatever level you're at. You can use your knees, whatever it takes. And you can build from there. And Thanksgiving is the push-ups of the church. Right? Counting our blessings. Praying. Celebrating the Eucharist together. These are the push-ups of our faith that are effective and powerful to help us to see God's presence in our lives. God has created the entire world for the purpose of blessing, for the purpose of being present and active and powerful in our lives. And it doesn't take esoteric knowledge to grasp on to God's presence. It's not a question of being worthy to receive God's activity, right? You are worthy by virtue of your creation in God's image. And God, ever since your creation, has gone out of God's way to invite you to know your worthiness and to know God's presence and to recognize God's work and activity in your life. And so the invitation is simply not to say no, to pay attention, to give thanks. And there are lots of ways to do this, countless ways to do this. Some of the broad categories fall into prayer and into service, like a Kitchen of Hope, or into singing, or into quiet meditation and pondering, like the Blessed Virgin. One exercise that I've started trying already this year, the end of last, is to take my planner, right, a weekly planner, and in the blank space on each day, make a list of blessings from that day. And how encouraging that is at the end of the day to think back. And, you know, there's been lots of positive and lots of negative and lots of busy and lots of distraction. But, oh, yeah, God showed up today. These are things for which I'm thankful. And how lovely at the end of the week to see those lists each day of the week. Wow. God has really been active this week. And it's not like God has changed, but I am trying to change. And so I invite you to consider making a New Year's resolution for 2023, a resolution to notice God in some specific way, some practice, so that 2023 might be for you as well the year of thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.